Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Prakash Palani. Welcome to SAP on Public Cloud podcast. Today we are going to take a look at what are the latest updates on SAP on Public Cloud space. For example, SAP on Azure, SAP on AWS or SAP on GCP. So the first segment is going to be SAP on Azure. So let's jump into that right away. When it comes to SAP on Azure, there are some interesting topics like, improved RPO for Azure files, cross-region restore points, and, deleting the resources associated with the virtual machine. So let's take a look at Azure files. Have you wondered how do we improve the RPO for the, files that are stored in Azure files? For example, your interfaces or USR SAP trans or SAP MNT. Because you might have improved RPO for your databases, but when you restore your databases with an improved RPO, why not do it for Azure files? So until this news or until this feature, we used to have once a day Azure files backup, but as of February, Microsoft announced that there is an improved RPO that is possible for Azure files, which means you can take a backup of Azure files every 4 hours and restore them. Which means your RPO can be reduced to 4 hours or 4 hours, few seconds. So that's the kind of RPO you can get with this feature. So please take a look at your backup policies that you might have already enabled for Azure files. If you are in the need of improved RPO, please go ahead and make the change to your backup policy. So the next one for SAP on Azure update is on the backup, basically the restore point. So in December 2021, Microsoft announced the restore points for the virtual machines, which helps you, make a consistent backup and restore it to a particular point. So with the latest release, you can create a restore point on a cross-region basis, and then you can restore the VM on the other side of the world. For example, if you have a virtual machine in EU West, and you want to restore it in EU North, you can create a restore point for that VM in EU North and restore that VM using this restore point on EU North. So this is a cool feature that we have recently seen. So please test it. It might come handy, especially when you have to get some VMs to the other region. The next one is deleting the resources associated with the virtual machine. So far, when you delete a virtual machine, it deletes the virtual machine, but you don't get to delete the disks and then, for example, NICs or public IP address associated with that in one shot. You have to delete a VM and then you have to go to disk, delete it, you have to go to public IP address, delete it, you have to go to the NIC and then delete it. But with the latest feature that is released, you will be able to delete all of them in one single shot, saying, I want to delete a VM. When you delete a VM, delete the disk, delete the NIC, delete the public IP address. For that, you have to adjust the setting of your disk and NICs and so on. Take a look at this link where you can get more information. But this is an interesting feature that has come to keep it handy for housekeeping or delete VM related features. But keep also in mind that when you delete a VM, the disk also get deleted. In some cases, it may not be needed, so be careful in what you're choosing. Thank you. That is about it for SAP on Azure. So now let's talk about SAP on GCP. We don't have much of the updates when it comes to SAP on GCP. In the recent months, there is one update that has come that is nothing but a BigQuery connector for SAP. So with BigQuery, you will be able to transfer millions of records from SAP into BigQuery and do all your transformations or analysis or whatever data related analytics that you want to perform using Google native solutions, then you will be able to use this feature. So this feature, the way they have done it is basically it is working hand in hand with SAP SLT. SAP SLT, basically you might be knowing SAP SLT is one of the most important transformation tool that is in SAP space, using which you can transfer the data, not just the data, but you'll also be able to put a pointers and then transfer the delta data into a target system. So this BigQuery connector is working hand in hand with SAP SLT. so that you know, you will be able to transfer the full load as well as the delta load to BigQuery and do all your transformations using BigQuery. This is an interesting feature for you know, anybody who wants to enable a transformation or data transformation using Google Native Services for the data that is coming from SAP. Take a look at it. Take a look at this link. This will certainly be useful for all your data analytics related needs. That's about it for SAP on GCP. So let's move on to the next segment. When it comes to SAP on AWS, I've got two updates for you. One is on the EC2 instance. The other one is on AWS Launch User. So on the EC2 instance, there are new type of or new generation machines, EC2 machines AWS has released. One is X2 IDN and the other one is X2 IEDN. These are memory optimized instances. When compared to the previous generation X1 instances, these are coming with 50% performance and cost optimized. It comes with the better CPU memory ratio, these two instances. So if at all you are running SAP HANA instances on AWS with the X1 kind of instances, it will be worth looking at these two new generations of instances that has come into the general availability. You know, it will surely help you optimize the cost when compared to the X1 instances. The second one is on the AWS Launch Wizard. So AWS Launch Wizard was not supporting bring your own license for Red Hat. But now you can use AWS Launch Wizard to be able to launch VMs based on bring your own license, based Red Hat licenses. So this will greatly help you if you have a new image and you want to use your own image, but as part of Launch Wizard. So this can be a good feature for you to leverage. That's about it from SAP on AWS, not just SAP on AWS. For the complete SAP on public cloud, these are the updates that we have in the last 1 month. I hope this session has been interesting and useful for you. If you have any suggestions or comments, please put them on comment section. Thank you, everyone. Looking forward to meet you in the next session. Thank you.